Oscar nearly came undone when he returned once again to 1968, this time to catch the Doors performing one of their rare UK shows at London's Roundhouse. Despite this being the farthest he had ventured so far, he stuck to the same plan he had for his recent trip to Leeds, ensuring he had ample time and cash set aside in case anything went wrong. His newly acquired and quite effective organizational skills allowed him to account for nearly every contingency, everything, that was, except for the mysterious Nordic-looking hippie chick standing behind him in the queue. She had gently tapped him on the shoulder, and when he turned around, she asked, "Hey, sunshine, do you have a smoke?" Her flawless English accent was unexpected and stood in stark contrast to her tall, almost skeletal figure, pale skin, and the long blonde hair that cascaded down beyond her waist. "Sure," Oscar replied, removing an ancient leather pouch containing his tobacco and papers from the pocket of his jeans. "Rollies, okay?" "All fine, sunshine," she answered softly, deliberately elongating the last part of the word to create a rhyme before taking the pouch and rolling herself a cigarette. Oscar lit her roll up with his Zippo, and as the queue moved slowly forward, the pair engaged in a casual conversation, primarily about the Doors, their current vibe, Jim Morrison's onstage magnetism, and a sprinkle of anti-war politics for good measure, which Oscar didn't fully grasp. After chatting for about 10 minutes, the enigmatic beatnik English Rose gently took Oscar's hand. "Do you wanna drop some acid?"
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.